Okay, tonight is Monday night, May 7th. This is the Gemara Shir Moed Katan on the bottom of Das Daf Tesvav Amud Beis.
Okay, Rabotai. We have a very difficult Gemara tonight. Not because the Gemara per se is that difficult, but the Girsa, either in the Gemara or Rashi, is not 100% clear, so it's difficult to determine what exactly the Gemara is trying to prove at this particular point. But before we start moving on, just one He'ara on the Gemara, which we started last week. The Gemara had stated about 6-7 lines from the bottom of Tesvav Amud Beis that Ovel does not send a korban to the Beis HaMikdash during his Avelus. And the Gemara learned it out from the fact that we darshan the word shlomim. A korban shlomim demands that a person be shalem, at peace with himself, and if he's not shalem, at peace with himself, under those circumstances, one cannot expect, none is not permitted to bring a korban. So the Gemara said that quite emphatically. No one disagreed with it. Then the Gemara tried to extend it to a menuda, as was the pattern with everything else. Somebody who is in nidui, menuda mahu sheyishlach korbanosav. Amar, so Rabbi Yosef said, he cited a brisa, Toshma, kol osan shanim shahayu Yisrael bamidbar, menudin hayu. All the 38 and a half years that Am Yisrael were in the midbar after the Chet HaMeraglim, they were, in a sense, in nidui, rejected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And nonetheless, Vishilchu Korbanosehen. And we know for a fact that they sent their korbanos. So it would prove that a menuda does not contain the prohibition that an ovel has. An ovel indeed is not permitted to send, but a menuda is permitted to send.
What korban did they send?
Every korban that you wanted to bring.
How do we know?
Okay, we're gonna. That's what we're gonna talk about. We'll see. Am Yisrael certainly brought korbanos.
They brought korban tzibur, korban yachid.
Okay, we'll see. That's gonna. That's what I'm saying. There's a ha'ara tonight. That's what I'm gonna talk about. Amalei Abaye. So Abaye said to him, "V'dilma menuda l'shamayim shani dekil kil." Maybe nidui. When you're placed into nidui directly by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe that's more lenient than being placed into nidui by Beis Din. So the Gemara said, the Ha'amrit previously, Chamir Chamir. The Gemara said quite the contrary, that someone who was placed into nidui by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more serious than being placed into nidui by Beis Din. So the Gemara answered, if you remember, Svukei Misafkelu. We're not 100% certain whether Nidui Lashomayim is more serious than Nidui L'Bnei Adam or less serious. So whenever you want to reject the attempted halacha, either you reject it based on the fact that it's more chamor, or you reject it based on the fact that it's more kill. So we just don't know what the status is. So in this particular case, where we might have been inclined to say that a menuda cannot bring a korban, so we say, well, that nidui lashamayim is less severe, so we can't prove nidui l'vnei adam. However, where we have an indication that there was an isur when somebody was menuda lashamayim, We can't prove it and use that as a proof for Nidui l'Bnei Adam, because maybe Nidui l'Shamayim is more chamer. That's what the Gemara answered. So, on this Gemara, take a look at Tosfos. B'dibur Hamaschil, Shema,
Shimshumitoseyan.
The last two lines. Tosfos says that the reason why we know for a fact that a menuda would be permitted to have marital relations is based on the fact that in the Midbar, in all probability, and if Bnei Yisrael, their status was that of being in Menudah by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we know for a fact that they had relations. Why? Because the numbers increased. So if the numbers increased, obviously you could deduce that at least Nidui Lashamayim is permitted to have relations. Now Tosfos says, V'chein gabe shilchu karbonos de besamuch, shema yesh lehochiach achi minapsukim. Perhaps we can prove from psukim that what? That Bnei Yisrael did bring karbonos at that particular time during their stay in the Midbar. What psukim Tosfos is referring to, he doesn't tell us. Yeah.
What point does the Midbar start? Is Mount Har Sinai considered one of them?
Mamon Har Sinai,
because over there,
but they were not in a state of Nidui yet. That would be, so that wouldn't prove anything.
Because over there, you know that they can't have
100%. It says that they brought Karbanos the Pashmish Mishpat, right?
Also Pashmish, because they were prohibited, and then they were allowed to.
Correct.
So they obviously.
They're allowed to have.
Right.
That was the whole thing. Lake Shuvula Halaycha. Exactly. We said last week.
Yeah. Nidui doesn't start until after Cheta Egel or until after Cheta Meraglim?
Cheta Meraglim. That's when the Nidui starts. So, what psukim might Tosfos be referring to? So, there's no doubt. So, let's take a look at. So there is a pasuk in. That's not it. That's something else. I'll get to that one later. So Tosfos doesn't tell us who brought Karbanos, but we know for a fact that the Torah describes Karbanos in the Midbar. Torah describes it. They're bringing the Karban Tumid every single day. They're bringing Karbanos every single Yom Tov. So someone is bringing Karbanos in the Midbar.
But those are the seed.
That's his question. So now let's see how we're going to try to prove what Tosfos says. So there's going to be a whole debate about this. So take a look at the source sheet for a minute. Mitzvahs asay lahakriv shnei kvasim olos. This is the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin Musaf. Says the Mishnah Lebach. Da shiyesh machloikis im kirvu tmidim kodem hakamas hamishkan. There is a debate whether they brought a Karban Tamid before the establishment of the Mishkan, Olo. Ukra de Vya'alu Olot, the Pasuk which states, Vya'alu Olot, which is at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, which what Yehuda you just made reference to, that they brought Olot Ushlamim, that was before the Mishkan. Ika Mandi Omar, Olas Tamid Havoi. Some say that when it says that they brought the Karban Tamid, when they brought an Ola, it was the Karban Tamid. V'iko mandi omar, Olas Re'iyah Hevi. Others say it was a Karban Ola, which you bring when you enter the Mishkan to acknowledge the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So here, after Mamad Har Sinai, you would bring such a korban because you're acknowledging the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu even before the Mishkan was built. So the Torah tells us in Parshas Mishpatim that they brought Olot Ushlamim. So there is this machloikis, was that Ola a korban tamid, or was that Ola a korban olak re'iya? Kid'isa b'perek kamad ha'chagiga. V'amrino nami hasam, Rabbi Akiva omer korva v'shuvlo paska, and Rabbi Akiva says that from that point on, they brought a korban tamid, and what? It never stopped after that. And that's one of the proofs that Rambam brings. It's support for the Rambam, who writes that in general, the hakrava of a korban does not need a Beis HaMikdash, because the Mishkan wasn't built yet even. All you need to bring a korban is a mizbeach, and that they could have made. Just make any mizbeach. And today also, the Rambam says that if you wanted to bring a korban, all you have to do is build a mizbeach. But today it has to be on the Har HaBayis. It can't be any place else. But that's what Rabbi Akiva says. Avo ma ani mekayem. What do I do with the following pasuk? Hazvachim u'mincha higashtem li bamidbar arba'im shana beis Yisrael. Rashi interprets that pasuk. Hazvachim, and I'll show you the pasuk in a minute. Hazvachim u'mincha higashtem li bamidbar arba'im shana beis Yisrael. Rashi says that has to have a question mark on it. Did Am Yisrael bring a korban? And what's the answer? Yes. Who brought a korban? Shivto shel Levi. Only Shevet Levi brought a korban. Shelo avdu avodah zarah. Heim hikrivu osa. Upiresh Rashi, Shelo Hikrivu Yisrael, that all of Am Yisrael did not bring any korbanos in the Midbar. Why? Lefi Shenizofin Hayub. Nizofin is a synonym for Minudin Hayub. They were the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was directed upon them. But who was not subject to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger? Shevet Levi. So Elo Shivto Shalevi Hekrivu Mishalahem. The Ayin Beperik Ve'elu Migalchin De Amrinon Minude Mahu Sheyishlach Korbanosa. Tashma Kolosa Mem Shana Shahayu Yisrael Bamidbar Minudin Ayu Veshilchu Korbanosayim. Vitzorach Iyun, says the Mishnah Melech. I don't understand what the Gemara. What you can't resolve these two Gemaras. One Gemara that says that only Shevet Levi brought a korban, and no one else, because a menudeh is not permitted to bring a korban. And our Gemara, which is trying to establish that a menudeh is permitted to bring a korban by virtue of the fact that Am Yisrael did bring korbanos in the Midbar. So which one is it? Yes.
Was Shevet Levi not menudeh as a result of Chet Merajim?
That is correct. They were not menudeh throughout the entire 40 years in the Midbar.
You know, they say Moshe Rabbeinu didn't get any.
And the reason why is because they didn't send any. They didn't send a meragel. Yosef at time already was divided into two: Levnei Ephraim and Levnei Menashe. So Shevet Levi didn't participate in Chet HaEgel, nor did they participate in Chet HaMeragel.
See, yeah. Moshe was not allowed to get Nevuah from with all 38 years.
Correct.
Because
HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him the answer to that question. The Medrash itself explicitly tells us. Do you think that Moshe was entitled to Nevuah because he was Moshe Rabbeinu? Because he was the representative of Am Yisrael. And once HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at Bnei Yisrael, its designated leader, representative, doesn't communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu either. Even though Moshe was Omeid B'tzidko, he had nothing wrong against him. The Medrash asked that question, and that's what it answers. So here is the Gemara on page number 2, is this Gemara in Chagiga. The Sanya. The pasuk comments on the pasuk in Parshas Pinchas. Olas Tamid Ho Asuya Bahar Sinai. In the Parsha of the Tamid, in Perek Chav Ches of Sefer Bamidbar, we say it every time you say the Korban Tamid. So, what exactly does that mean? Olas Tamid Ho Asuya Bahar Sinai. Rebbe Elazar Omer, Maaseha Ne'emru B'Sinai, but Vihi Atzma Lo Korva. Rebbe Elazar is of the opinion, yes, the halachos were communicated at Sinai about the Korban Tamid, but nobody brought a Korban Tamid at Sinai. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Korva v'shuvlo paska. That at Har Sinai, the Ola, which is mentioned by Ya'alu Olo, Ushlamim, in Shmot, Perek Chavdalid, at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, is referring to the Korban Olas HaTamid, and it never stopped being offered. That's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Ela ma ani mikayim hazvachim umincha hegashtim li bamidbar arbaam shana beis Yisrael shivto shalevi shelo avdu avodah zara hein hekrivu osa. They are the ones who offered the korban tamid. However, nobody else brought any korbanos during the arbaam shana. So the Mishnah Lemelech says, I can't explain how to resolve this Gemara versus that Gemara, unless what will we say? That our Gemara is operating according to Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Eliezer, that doesn't work out. He says that no korban was brought, not even the Olas HaTamid.
They're going to operate with the fact that if the korban tzibur is given, it's as if the menudo was involved and he gave it to.
Okay, we'll see. That's going to be the Netziv's answer to that question.
What does it mean that only korban, only Shevet Levi was? What does that mean, practically speaking? If we're talking about the korban, everyone's right now we're talking about the korban tamid. It's definitely a korban tzibur.
Correct. Question was that brought.
Okay, but the answer that Shevet Levi gave it,
right?
Shevet Levi is always the one that gives it. They're Kohanim. We never, what does that mean?
Because we believe that there are representatives of all of Am Yisrael and every single Korban.
Okay, so what are we arguing here? So they're not arguing Matzias, because Levi's always the one that brings it.
That's correct.
So they're arguing whether it was counted towards, like whether the rest of Bnei Yisrael got credit in the book.
That's correct.
That's what they're arguing about?
That's correct. According to Rabbi Akiva, Shevet Levi got credit for it.
And Bnei Yisrael did not.
We don't know. Let's assume that Am Yisrael got credit for it. Doesn't mean that they sent their korbanos. We can still maintain the fact that they didn't bring any other korban other than that korban tamid. And Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Lezer says, they didn't even bring that korban tamid. Nothing. They didn't bring anything.
Okay.
No korban existed.
So how does that argue with the Gemara in our Gemara then?
Because our Gemara seems to say that there were korbanos that were brought. Doesn't distinguish between Yochid and Tzibur. The Gemara makes a blanket statement. Shilchu korbanoseyen, which includes everything. Everything.
Okay.
Everything. So there are a couple of suggestions. Go to page number 3 for a minute. And that pasuk, by the way, is in Sefer Amos, Perik Hei, pasuk Chaf Hei. Hazvachim v'hamincha hegashtim li bamidbar arboim shana. And if you look at Rashi in the Gemara and Chagiga, Rashi says, read that lashon teima. That's what Rashi says. Read it with a question mark. Hazvachim v'hamincha hegashtim, did you bring me what? For 40 years in the Midbar, did you bring me korbanos? No, you didn't. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at you. So Amos is giving Musar to Bnei Yisrael that just as in the Midbar HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't interested in their korbanos, he's not interested in your korbanos either during Bayis Rishon. He's not interested. That's the point according to Rashi. So what do you mean if they didn't bring korbanos, why does our Gemara say they did bring korbanos? Okay. So let's see what we can get. So the Turei Evin, the Shagas Aryeh, in his commentary to Hagiga, says he cites a Gemara in Chulin on Daf Tezayin Amud Beis, which cites a Machloikis. The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yishmaeli, the Sanya, ki yarchiv Hashem Elokecha es gevulcha ka'asher diberlach ve'omarta ochlo basar." This is called the Parsha Bisar Ta'ava. Okay, what does Bisar Ta'ava mean? Did you eat dinner tonight? What did you have for dinner?
Chicken.
Okay. Chicken. How come you had chicken? Because you wanted it. That's why. Oh, because Mimi wanted it. So that's all. That's Bisar Ta'ava. He eat meat whenever you want.
Yes.
In the Midbar, we know for a fact that Bisar Ta'ava was not permitted. It's only ki yarchiv Hashem Elokecha es gevulcha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to broaden your horizons when you get into Eretz Yisrael, and then there's going to be a Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. It's going to be a little difficult every time you want to have a roast beef sandwich to come from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim. So in the Midbar, if you wanted meat, what did you have to do? You had to bring a Korban Shlamim. Every time you wanted to eat meat in the Midbar, since the Midbar was within close proximity, you had to eat meat. Says Rabbi Ishmael, Lo ba hakosuf elo lahatu lohem bisar ta'ava. Shebetchila ne'esar lohem bisar ta'ava. Mishenichnu sula aretz hutar lohem bisar ta'ava. So, according to Rabbi Ishmael, The Am Yisrael, in order for them to eat meat, they had to bring a korban. They had to bring a korban. That's Rabbi Yishmael's opinion. However, Rabbi Akiva on page number four on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Yes, turn the page to page number four. Rabbi Akiva, the Sanya, ki yirchak mimcho hamakol ma sheyivchar Hashem Elokecha lasum shemo sham, v'zavachta mibikorcho mibitzoncha, that when HaKadosh, when it will be a situation that the place which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has designated, namely the Beis HaMikdash, is too far from you, and you would like to, what should you do? V'zavachta mibikorcho mitzoncha. Rabbi Akiva Aymer, Lo ba hakasov elo leesor lohen bisar nechira. What the Torah does when you get into Eretz Yisrael is to prohibit what's called bisar nechira. What is bisar nechira? Where you kill the animal just by choking it, sticking anything in, but what don't you need? A kosher shechita. So when it's kiyirchat mimcha hamakom, then what do you have to do? V'zavachta mibikorcha umitzoncha. You have to shecht it properly with all of the dinei shechita. So lo ba hakosuv elalesor b'sar nechira. Shebitchila hutar lohen b'sar nechira. Mishenichnusu la'aretz ne'esar lohen b'sar b'chira. When when you got into Eretz Yisrael, Psar Nechira was prohibited. So now, according to Rabbi Akiva, we can say that if Am Yisrael wanted to eat meat, would they ever have to shecht the korban in the Midbar? Absolutely not. You can just take a behemoth and kill it. And that's it. Just don't eat every menachai. Whereas according to Rabbi Shmuel, any time you wanted to eat meat, what did you have to do? You had to bring a korban. So the Turei Eben says, if you wanted to know whether Am Yisrael brought korbanos during the Midbar, it depends on the machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Ishmael, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu prohibited Bisar Tava, under those circumstances, you would have to say that in order for them to eat meat, they had to bring korbanos. So then, you would be able to bring proof that Menudin would go ahead and bring a korban and eat their meat. And And that's what Tosfos might have in mind. From the Psukim, we would say that they did bring their Karbanos. Because the only change that is taking place when you get into Eretz Yisrael is that you don't have to bring a Karban in order to eat meat, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to eat meat, you'll just be Vizavachta, you'll shecht it, but you don't have to bring a Karban. Whereas according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no proof that they sent the Karban at all, because their Ta'ava, for Bisar Ta'ava, could have been solved and resolved simply by killing the animal without any Shechita. The only change was, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you have to shech. So therefore he claims that the two sugyas, the Gemara in Chagiga and the Gemara in Moed Katan, should be resolved based on whether one is Aliva the Rabbi Akiva, the other one is Aliva the Rabbi Yishmael.
Is it a given that they ate meat in the Midbar? We know for a fact they did, or that's also an assumption?
That's an assumption.
Besides the slav, when else do we know that they ate meat?
We don't. There's no pasuk that they ate.
The slav was after the Meraglim, right? Was slav before?
The slav was written before the Meraglim.
So they weren't need to it yet anyway.
That's correct.
Moshe says, he says, could I shecht all these animals for Bnei Yisrael, assumingly that he was shechting something, that they were doing something. When he says, when he asks Hashem, how am I going to bring meat? Right,
so assumingly, he
couldn't do it for everybody, but maybe he could do it for himself. They were doing something.
Could be. The only thing which the Shagas Aryeh thinks, only one who brought Karbanos in the Midbar was indeed Shevet Levi. But the rest of Am Yisrael did not bring because they were in Nidu. That's what he says. And then that's one possible answer. Then there is a... and in fact, if you go to page 5 for a second, this is the text of the Turei Evin himself. Says, if you go into at the beginning of line 4, V'yeshli liyashev k'tzas, the beperit beis the moed katan mi bayalon minuda mahu sheyishlach korbanosav. The ratza ri lemifshat mikol osan mem shana shahu yisrael b'midbar minudin hayu v'shilchu korbanoseihem. And so the Gemara wanted to bring a proof from the fact that Rabbi Yosef wanted to bring a proof from the fact that Bnei Yisrael brought during the 40 years. The hiksha hatoisvus. Menalon the Shilchul Karban Oseyan. Tosfos asks, how do you know that anybody brought a Karban during the 40 years? Upiresh Shema Yesh Lahochiach Achim in a Pasuk. Maybe we can prove it from the Pasuk. Velo Pirish Mehecha. And Tosfos, in his inimitable style, said, okay, it's from the Pasuk, but he didn't tell us which Pasuk he had in mind. The Nirali, the Rabbi Yosef, Pashat Lo Aliba, the Rabbi Shmuel. Mid the Omar beperikama the chulin, shebetchila, kilomar bimidbar neesar lohem besar tava, elo shahayut tzrichin lahakdish ulahakriv chela vidam vle echol habasar. When they brought a korban, they had to be makriv the chelev and the dam like any other korban, and then they were able to eat the meat. V'nirali hasa mikra k'depirish Rashi v'tois v'sham. And that's indicative from the way Rashi and Tosfos explained that Gemara in Chuli. The Kevan Shekain, and if this is indeed true, Shma Mina de Shilchu Korban Oseyan, Afal Gavda Menudin Hayu. We can prove from here that a Menudin is permitted to what? To bring a Korban, despite the fact that he was Menudin. Avo Rabbi Akiva Polikosim Ad Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. The psar ta'ava lo ne'esar klal. Meat was never prohibited by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, stam meat that you wanted to eat. The imkein l'diday, the menuda eno mevi korban. A menuda does not bring a korban. Lefikach also l'ta'amei da'amar hacha. Yisrael she'asu ha'egel v'avdu avayda zara nizofim u'menudin hayu l'makom. Lefikach e efshar lahakriv olas tamid shehu korban tziba mishalohem elo shifto shalevi shelo avdu avayda zara v'lo hayu menudin hein hikrivu mishalohem. This is according to so he holds that number one, the nidui was not from the time of the Meraglim, it was already from the Masa Egel. That's what he believes, and it's a little difficult because it doesn't say that. It says quite the contrary, that after the Chet HaMeraglim, Chet HaEgel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said V'salachta l'avoneinu l'chataseinu l'chaltanu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted. That's what Moshe said. Hashem Hashem K'rachim v'chanim. It was after the Chet HaMeraglim that Moshe fell short, and he knew he fell short. Yeah.
But the problem is that the problem with Meraglim is that not all the Meraglim were not all the Meraglim. I mean, if you're going to exclude the Shevet Levi because they didn't have a representative, two of the Meraglim came back with favorable reports. So those two Shvatim should also.
That's good. Them. That's a good question. Good question. Yeah. Also,
was Machlis Hashekel ever engaged for Kabbalah Tzibur?
Sure.
So that means all of them.
Okay, but he's claiming that they did not take it from the
communal funds.
Communal funds. It was Mishavet Lake. They were Machlis Mishifta.
What was Machlis Hashekel for?
That's okay. So who said
other improvements of the base?
And right, and also no, but that's they gave three. One is they probably that's only the Doros when you're going to do it when you're going to have. A Korban Tzibur coming, Michel Tzibur, then it has to come from the Lishkas Hatruma, where they kept the coins. But they didn't implement it until they got into Eretz Yisrael, according to this.
Then why don't they bring the Korban Pesach the first year?
What? Korban Pesach, they did not bring it during the Midbar.
But that's before.
That's 100% after the Egel. That's correct. That's why it's much more mistaber that the Nidui began with the Miraglim.
Right, but everybody here seems to have reserved.
That's correct. I don't understand it. Because you're right. They brought the Korban Pesach. That was the only Korban Pesach that they brought. Yeah. Then the Netziv, go to page number 6, he has a different answer. He has what Moshe answered before. Elamani mikayim hazvachim u'mincha higashtim li bamidbar. V'hikshe hagohon hature even. Zal mehod isa b'boid katan, dafta zayin. The b'shar shoy menudin sholchu korban oseyim. The Yishev, and he, the Turi Evan, answered, the Hasam Koy Alibi the Rabbi Shmoel, the Sphere of the Chulun Dafid Zayin, Shineselem Besar Tava, the Alkain Hikrivu Nidarim in the Davot. The Khan, Rabbi Akiva the Tamei, Shesvirule, Rabbi Akiva held, Shahayu Mutarin, Bibsar Tava, the Efshar Shalom Hikrivu Nidarim in the Davot. Udvarav Timuhin, says the Nitziv. I can't. His words are perplexing. She hastama the Gemara b'mayit katan aliba the Rabbi Yishmael. That our Gemara, which says that shilchu menudin shilchu korban asayan, should operate only according to Rabbi Yishmael, and as everybody knows, halacha ki Rabbi Akiva mechave ro. Whenever Rabbi Akiva argues with anybody, the halacha is in accordance with him. So he's arguing with Rabbi Shmuel. So we have to say that that Am Yisrael did not bring korbanos in the midbar because Psar Tava was not prohibited. Visu, and furthermore, ha'i menudin hayu rishayim lechol chulin lekuli alma. If they were menude, they certainly could have eaten chulin. They didn't have to eat send korbanos. That in Orel, who also can't offer a korban, what do you do for an Orel who can't offer korban? Because we learn out it's not only eliminating an Orel from korban Pesach, where it's black and white, but it applies to all korbanos. So what are you going to say? Guy didn't have, and all of Bnei Yisrael did not have milah during the 39 years in the Midbar. So what are you going to say? So what did they do? They didn't eat korbanos. What did they do? They ate chulin.
Well, that's only there's no such thing as chulin according to Rabbi Elazar.
Okay, according to Rabbi Akiva.
No, there is chulin according to Rabbi
Akiva. Right, but there's no cut. Right. So according what's the proof that you're going to say that our Gemara is operating according to Rabbi Shmuel?
Rabbi Shmuel, okay.
Ela vaday the stomach the Gemara the Ma'ir katan pashuti. The dafka aliyu the Rabbi Akiva b'maseches kedushin of Lamed Zayin Amid Beis the karvu nisachim b'midbar. That we know for a fact, at least according to Rabbi Akiva, that they brought nisachim in the mudbar. Hare muchach shehekrivu nedarim v'nedavos. According to Rabbi Akiva, take a look at page 7 for a second. Here's the Gemara in Kedushin which he's arguing about. Bekirvu nisachim b'midbar kamiflagi. Rabbi Shmuel Savar lo kirvu nisachim b'midbar. Rabbi Akiva Savar kirvu nisachim b'midbar. Rabbi Akiva says that they offered nisachim in the midbar, and Rabbi Shmuel says they did not offer nisachim in the midbar.
Is it libation, wine
point? The wine libations.
So it's always associated with the korban.
What?
Isn't there all
always with the korban. So Rabbi Akiva says black on white that what? That they offered nisachim in the midbar. What must the, and what type of korbanos do you have nisachim for? Only korbanos tzibur. So therefore the Netziv says therein lies the difference. Our Gemara which says that they shilchu korbanoseim by midbar when they were menudin is talking about the korban tzibur only. The Gemara in the Chagiga, which quoted Amos and said, you mean to tell me that they offered korbanos in the midbar when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at them? What is that referring to? Korbanos Yachid. So a korban tzibur is accompanied is accompanied with nesacha. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, that they didn't offer nesachim, you can say that they didn't bring any korban whatsoever. No. According to Rabbi Shmuel, they were makriv. They had to be makriv a korban in order to eat meat, but they didn't. They didn't have korbanos tzibur. They only just the opposite. They brought only korbanos yachid. But if our Gemara, you don't want to establish our Gemara in accordance with Rabbi Shmuel, you want to establish it with Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's very simple. Korbanos tzibur were brought because they were makriv nisachim. It's actually very, very difficult to assume that they brought nisachim in the midbar. If you remember the beginning of Perek Tet Vav of Sefer Bamidbar, anybody remember what the first topic in Perek Tet Vav of Sefer? It's the Perek right after the Chet Hamaraglim. It happens to be the mitzvah of nisachim of niskeyayin. And what he savo el aretz asks the Ramban, as we always do. Why did the Torah put the halacha of what? Of nisachim in the middle of the narrative story or right after the narrative story of the Merab. So the Ramban says, in order to offer some hope to Am Yisrael, they thought that, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said 40 years, and he'll find another excuse after 40 years, we're never going to get into Eretz Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches them a halacha that hinges upon Eretz Yisrael in order to be menachem them and say, the 40 years, you're not going in, but beyond the 40, I guarantee you. So that is indicative of the fact that in the midbar there were no niskeyayim. It's only bivoachem el aretz. And the second parsha of theirs also is challah. The mitzvah of challah is right after the mitzvah of nisachim. The Ramban says it's the sequence of mitzvot. So it's a little difficult to understand Rabbi Akiva's point that they were makriv nisachim in the midbar, thereby justifying korbanos tzibur, and that's how the Netziv claims the stira of the two sugyot can be resolved.
Nesachim ma'akev the korban?
Nesachim, I'm not sure. It can't be because during the midbar, no, I don't think they're ma'akev.
So where'd they get wine from?
What? That's no kasha. Where'd they get anything from the midbar?
Anyway, they brought it with them.
They brought it with them, so they brought wine with them too. They brought a couple of bottles. Yeah, kedem.
No, what else do they need? They got they brought the says beferish had all the flocks with them.
Yeah, a lot of sheep. They had flour.
And they brought the atzei sheetim with them. You know, where'd they get the wood to build the mishkan?
All right, you're right.
Everything's a mishkan. Yeah. Okay. Okay, well, we're invited now. Now we come to the difficult part. Three lines from the bottom. Mitzora nahu shiyishlach korbanosa. So Ovel, we know, does not. Menuda, we're not sure. What about Mitzora? Toshma, the sign you learned in a brisa. The acharei taharaso, achar prishaso min ameis, shivas yamim yisperulo, elu zayin yimei sfiro. After he purifies himself, after he separates himself from the deceased, shivas yamim yisperulo, he should count for 7 days. Elu Yimei Zayin Yimei Sviro. These are the 7 days of his counting. Ubiyom Bo'o El HaKodesh El HaChatzar HaPinimis L'Shareis BaKodesh Yakriv Chataso Zu Asiras HaEifa Shelo Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so in order for us to even begin to understand what the Gemara is trying to accomplish, go to page number 10 for a minute. And here is the pasuk in Yechezkel, which the Gemara is quoting. Now, you have to know this pasuk, because we just read it this Shabbos in the Haftarah of Parshas Emor. We read Yechezkel Perek Mendal. It is a very difficult pasuk, Perek, because Yechezkel is contradicting laws that are written black and white in the Torah. For example, I just give you an example. He is talking to all of the Kohanim, is Yechezkel. And he says, Ve'almana ugrusha lo yikhu lahem l'nashim. A Kohen is not permitted to marry a divorced woman, nor an Almana. That's not true. A Kohen is allowed to marry an Almana. Just a Kohen Gadol. That's number one. And he's got lots of other differences between our understanding and his understanding. But let's start now. Pasuk Chafei. El meis adam lo yavo l'tama. He shall not be mitame to meis. Ki im la'av ula'ein, l'bein ula'bas, ula'ach ula'achot, Asher lo haita le'ish yitama'u. A Kohen should be mitame to a mace, any of the 7 relatives.
Isn't this all?
No, right, he doesn't mention wife. He lists 6 of them. Kim l'sheiro akarov elav, he doesn't have. V'acharei taharaso shivas yomim yisperu lo. After he is mitaher himself, he should count 7 days. What in the world is he talking about? After he is mitire himself, he should count 7 days. Why does he have to count 7 days after he was mitire himself? Ubiyom bo'o el hakodesh el echotzer hapinimis l'shareis bakodesh yakriv chataso ne'um Hashem Elokim. And on the day in which he what comes into the kodesh, he to serve in the mikdash, he should bring a korban. Well, what is he talking about? What in the world is he talking about? So, let's take a look at Rashi in our Gemara, who tries to make some heads or tails out of this Gemara. So Rashi says, Yisperu lo. Le'el minei, the pasuk right above, siv, ve'el meis adam lo yavo litama. A kohen shall not be mitame himself. Ubikohen mishtae. And the psukim are obviously talking about kohanim, because Leviim and Yisraelim, there are no restrictions against being mitame. The acharei taharaso, says Rashi, what does the mean, the words mean after he is mitired? It doesn't mean after he is mitired. What does it mean? Hainu meprishaso minames. Mishiyafrish minames. Monin shivas yemei hazaoso. What does he do? After he separates himself from what? From the mace.
After the burial.
And what? And he was sprinkled with the ashes of what? Of the Parah Aduma when? On the third and the seventh day. Shivas yomim acherim yisperulo. He shall now count seven additional days. Midaafke rachmana b'loshon svira. V'lo nokar haza'a. Shaminon shivas yemei sviro. Im nitzareya. Anybody want to take a stab at what Rashi's talking about? It's not easy. What?
There's Mitzorah also.
Good. So Rashi's going to introduce into this pasuk that there are two features to this koeh. Number one, he was mitami lemeis. Number two, what else he did? He became a mitzorah.
That's why 14 days.
That's why it's 14 days. So, and how do I know, says Rashi, that these are 7 days above and beyond the 7 days that he had to wait in order to become tar? Because the pasuk doesn't say yimei hazaoso, that it's after the 7 days of what? Of sprinkling. That's not what the pasuk says. The pasuk says acharei taharaso, acharei purishaso min ameis. Shivas yamim yisperulo, he counts 7 full days afterwards. Okay, very nice. And under those circumstances, okay, nice. That's very nice. So, very nice. Now what happens?
Why do we assume it's the same guy?
What?
Why do we assume it's the same guy?
Because otherwise you can't establish anything. Well, who's the pasuk talking about?
Two different people. One, the drash is that it's talking about a mitzorah separately.
No, but you have to read the pasuk. It's talking about a person who was mitami
lemeis. He gets 7 days.
It says el meis adam ve'acharei taharaso shivas yamim yisperulo. Now, where else are you going to read that pasuk as another person?
Well, Rashi's trying to say it applies to a mitzorah. I get that.
But that mitzorah is that same person.
Okay.
Same person.
I don't see why you have to do that. We do this very often where we take 3 words out of a pasuk and we say it applies to a different guy.
Yeah. Okay.
But okay.
Fine.
All right.
So now, then, somehow this person is coming into the mikdash. Ubiyom bo'o el ha-kodesh el ha-chatzar ha-pnimis. L'shoreis b'kodesh, what should he do? Yakriv chatasa. So, you'd think that based on this pasuk, what would you say? What would you say about a mitzora sending his korban? He can't bring his korban. Why? Because when's the only time that the pasuk is telling him to enter the kodesh and to bring his korban? Acharei svirasso. After he counted the 7 days. That's what a mitzorah has to wait. 7 days. So that's what you would think the pasuk is talking about. Says the Gemara in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, that is not true. Says Rabbi Yehuda, Zu asiris ha'efa shelo divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Take a look at Rashi on the top Rashi of our page of Tezayin Amidal. Zu asiris ha'efa shemevi kohen hedyot kishemichanchin oso la'avot chila. A kohen hedyot, the very first time that he's going to offer service in the Mishkan, in the Mikdash, or the Mishkan, he has to bring a Korban Mincha, which is called Asiras HaEifa. The Kohen Gadol brings an Asiras HaEifa every single day. And he's makriv machtsisa baboker umachtsisa ba'erev. That's a Kohen Gadol. That's black and white in the Pasuk and Parshas Tzav. But there is nothing... So now he says, how do I know that? Kidechsiv ze korban aharon ubanav ashiyakrivu lashem biyom himashach oso asiris ha'efa. Ve'amrinan ubanav lirabos asiras ha'efa shel kohen hedyot lechinuch. This pasuk is teaching me that when they are dedicated, lechinuch, when they are dedicated as kohanim, they too have to bring an asiras ha'efa, like the kohen gadol brings one every single day of his life. Vilav akroi dila el koi. This pasuk has nothing to do with the previous pasukim. Nothing to do with it. This pasuk is talking about not somebody who's a mitzayra. It's not somebody. It's talking about a kohen who's what? Who's being dedicated to bring a korban. Ella mitzvas kohanim be'almohu de ka'amar Yecheskel. Yecheskel is just ranting about all different types of mitzvos kahuna. Alma shelo haya yachol lahakriv korbano asiras ha'efa ad shenitahar mitumas meis v'hu adin mitzarato. So you see from here, from these psukim, that a kohen could not have sent his korban when he was tamei tumas meis. And the Gemara is going to say the same halacha applies to mitzvah. Why did Rashi say 2 seconds before that this pasuk has nothing to do with the previous pasuk?
Why did he say just like Moshe said before? Why can't you just say that pasuk of Bachay Torah Sosh Rashi? I mean, only talks about Masor, just like we say here that the Hasir Seifa only talks about Kohen Gadol.
But that's not going to help us with whether teaching or not, whether a mitzvah is to bring a korban or not. Even if you want to say acharei taraso refers to what? A mitzvah.
Right.
According to what Rashi just said, pasuk chav zayin ubiyom bo'al hakodesh has nothing to do with mitzvah, has nothing to do with tumas meis. It's the halacha of chinuch hakohen. That a korban who enters the kohen who enters the kodesh for the very first time has to bring a korban, and Rashi said lo koi al psukim dileel. This pasuk has nothing to do with the previous psukim, and then 2 seconds later Rashi says it does have to do. What is it doing? It's telling us that it's talking about mace. A mace is not permitted to what? To bring a korban. The hu hadin l'mitzayra. This is also true for a mitzvah. So you can see the obvious problem that exists in this Rashi. And many say, in fact, I'll show you who says it black on white, not to be go-race those lines, because they just make no sense.
Which lines?
The last line of the Rashi.
Of this current
Alma Shaloi Haya Kabbayan says, Achin Itami Tumas Meis Vuadin Mitzarato. Just get rid of that. Because Rashi just said that this pasuk talking about Hakrovas Korban has nothing to do with the psukim that are above.
So if you stop there, you erase from the word Alma on, how do we now have a proof that a Mitzora was not able to give a Korban?
Because we didn't get to Rabbi Shimon's opinion yet.
Oh, okay.
That's only Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Now let's see what Rabbi Shimon says.
So Rabbi Yehuda says they are allowed to?
No, Rabbi Yehuda says it's talking about Asiras HaEifa, which a Kohen brings when he's dedicated the very first time. It's a once-in-a-lifetime Korban for a Kohen Hedget. Now comes Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Bivo'o Yakriv. Rabbi Shimon obviously believes that there is a connection between Pasuk Chav Vav and Pasuk Chav Zayin. So somebody was Tamei, perhaps he had Saras as well, and up until now he can't enter the Mikdash. However, Uvi Yom Bo'o Yakriv. Uvi Yom Bo'o, it says Yakriv Chakaso. Darshan's Rabbi Shimon. Bisman Shiro'ui Labia Ro'ui Lahakrava. Bisman She'eno Ro'ui Labia Eino Ro'ui Lahakrava. At a time when he's eligible to what? To enter the Mikdash, he's eligible to be Makrivis Korban. At a time when he's not eligible to enter the Mikdash, he is not eligible to what? To bring his Korban. So, according to Rabbi Shimon, I can at least hear how they darshan the connection between Pasuk Chav Zayin and Pasuk Chavav. I can understand it. And in which case, I can understand what Yechezkel is saying. So, acharei toharaso, shivas yomim yisperu lo. You'll have to learn like Rashi, after he was mitar himself from Tumas Meis, I have no idea why you would need this extension into Mitzora, other than the fact that you want to darshan it for our Gemara's sake, because the Gemara could have just been talking about Tumas, the Psukim could have been talking about Tumas Meis, and that's it. And they would tell us that after, when he's mitahir himself, then biyom bo'o al hakodesh al chatzar apnimis, that's the day when he can come into the chatzar. Because during the time when he was tamei for the last 7 days, he could not. What's compelling us is to add this mitzora component is the fact that it says shivas yomim yisperu lo after he was already mitahir from tumas meis. That's what's forcing us to say that Yechezkel is referring to a person who was mitame lemeis, who was already mitaher acharei shivas yamim yisperu lo. What other situation could there be? Could be a zav too. That's true. That is very true. Yes, could have been.
Sounds like these two Rashi's, they got garbled.
That is correct. That's what everybody says. Someone mixed up 2 points of Rashi.
One applies to Rabbi Yehuda.
Exactly, and he mixed up Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in Rashi's words. Exactly. It's very difficult. Very difficult. Now, within the pasuk of Shivas Yamim Yisperu Lo, there is a machloikis between the Tosis Harash and the Rabbi Achil Mipariz. If you'll take a look, I think I have the Tosis Harash here. That's page 8. Tosis Harash says, page 8, Acharei Taraso, Acharei Prishaso Min Ames. Pasuk Zabi Yecheskel Be'inyin Kohen Hedyot Mitame Likrovim V'hadar Ka'amar Shivas Yomim Yisperu Lo. Pirush HaRavid I B'tahara Mamish Mai Shivas Yomim Ika. If he was completely mitahir himself, why would he be necessary for him to count 7 additional days? Elomai achar prishaso min ameis ka'amar. What does it mean after he separates himself from the meis? Hakamashvela. The yom negiaso ole min aminyan. Midelo ka'amar acharei taharaso. The drash is prishaso min ameis shivas yamim yisperu lo. In order to teach me additional halacha, when is it that the person who is tamei meis starts counting his 7 days, so that on the 3rd day he can be sprinkled with the paraduma, on the 7th day he can be sprinkled the paraduma, the 1st day which he was mitame, as long as he now removes himself, That's already considered day number one, even though he was tamei that particular day. So that's day number one. 2 days later is day number three, gets sprinkled. 4 days later, he gets sprinkled again. The Rimi Paris said, Lo yitachen davar kaze. It is impossible. The Rimi Paris is not in the Bar Ilan, unfortunately. So he claims that we never ever find that the Yom HaTumah in any situation counts as what? As Yom of what? Of the Tahara. It's impossible. You always, what require is, what we, for example, in order to transition for a woman to go from Tumah Tahara, she has to engage in what's called a Hefsek Tahara, to start the Shivas Yemei Nikiyam. So you always have to go a period whereby there was a change in status from one day to the next. You never find that on the very same day that a person is tamei for anything, that person can already count day as one of these days taharasah. But the Ravid believes, and it's quoted by the Tosfos HaRosh, that's precisely what the pasuk is telling us. The Gemara is telling us, Acharei taharaso, Acharei perishaso min ameis, Yis shivas yamim yis perulo. Begin the count when it's right after perishaso min ameis. That's the drash of the Gemara. That's what he says. That's point number one. That's point number one. Point number two is, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the pasuk Chav Zayin has absolutely nothing to do with Psukim Chavei and Chavav. Absolutely nothing to do with it. Yecheskel is saying nothing about a person who is tamei bringing a korban. Nothing whatsoever. What does Yecheskel say about a person who's tamei? That he's not allowed to be metame. However, to a shiva krovim, he's obligated to be metame. And that after the 7 days, I don't know exactly what he means after the 7 days, shivas yom yisperulo. And now Pasuk Chav Zayin is talking about something else completely. Nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. Namely, it's talking about the dedication of a Kohen Hedyot that he has to bring in Asiris Ha'efa. The difficulty of Rabbi Yehuda is not only that there is no connection to the previous sukkim, is why does the pasuk say Yakriv Chataso?
What was his chait?
What chait? He's being dedicated as a korban. The mincha which Aaron brings, Matiso Baboka Matisos, is a korban mincha. It's not a korban chatas. And there's no reason for him to bring a korban chatas. He's doing a great thing. Yet Yecheskel calls it Yakriv Chataso Ne'um Hashem. So I can understand why, if it's talking about a Kohen who was a Mitzora or a Kohen who was Mitameh Lameis indiscriminately, I can understand why he called Chataso. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, why would anybody call this Chataso when he's being dedicating himself? So it's
the pasuk starts Uviyom.
Correct. Uviyom, it sounds like it's a run-on. Exactly. It does sound connected, just the way Rabbi Shimon darshens it.
Shimon, is that he's a Soros white kid in a carbon, that he's tummy?
No, that he's tummy. And it's learned out who I did. Since we say that Mitzora is considered Kameis, so I'm going to apply the halacha. And therefore, I would now establish the fact that a Mitzora, right, it's not very clear. In the Pasuk, it's not talking about it at all. The only thing which forces the Gemara is the fact that it says Shivas Yamim Acharei Taraso. Therefore, you have to introduce another factor that it became Tomei. Yes.
You can't learn like that it's just like the Kohen Gadol is a regal for him. He's a Kohen Gadol for this Kohen Hedyot. When he brings a Kohen, it's a regal. And then we learn beforehand, right? It's like it's a holiday for him. Yantu for him.
So why can't he bring a korban?
So then it brings, no, so as a mitzora, so then you learn it from the same way a Kohen Gadol can bring it for him when he's a regel. When it's a regel for him, every day he can bring, he's a mitzora.
That's because he's, no, that's not a mitzora, that's halacha by Thomas Mace.
also Metzora. Kohen Gadol, when it says that if he's a Metzora, he brings it, right? Because every day...
doesn't say that.
No.
It says that by Tumas Meis. Al kol nafsho smeis lo yavo. So he always has to be Amido B'Mikdash. If the Kohen Gadol develops Tzoras, he has to leave Shalosh Machnos. I believe. I don't remember ever seeing that a Kohen Gadol is exempt from the laws of Tzoras. You learn Mishnah. You ever come to such a course in Mishnah? Never. I don't ever remember seeing such a Mishnah. Yeah. All right, so that's how the Gemara ends.
So is that a proof, or we have a proof either way and we don't?
No. The Gemara stops it, at least.
So we agree with Rabbi Shimon? Or?
We agree with Rabbi Shimon in this case.
And we have a proof.
Not much of a proof, but a reference according to Rabbi Shimon, Eino Roy Labia, Eino Roy Lahakrova. And he's not, and Amtsoro does not send his kovaros. All right, we'll continue next to us.